So let's review. The previous Mishnah taught, Hayru Bezdin Lakras Kala Guf Hare Elu Peturin. If Bezdin ruled to completely uproot a prohibition and the Tzibur committed this Avera, they are not liable to bring a Parhelm Davishal Tzibur, such as Amru Ein Nida Batayra, Ein Shabbos Batayra, Ein Avodis Kachav Batayra, Hare Elu Peturin. If Bezdin ruled there is no Isra of Nida, Shabbos, or Avodis Zara, they are not liable for a carbon. However, Hayru Levatl Mixus, Lekayim Mixus Hare Lechayavim. If Bezdin ruled to permit part of a prohibition and the Tzibur committed this Avera, only then are they liable for a carbon. For example, Amru Yesh Nida Batayra, Aval Habal Shemeres Yem Keneged Yem Pater. If Bezdin ruled there is an Isra of Nida, but for cohabiting with a woman who saw once during Yemei Ziva, one is not liable. Or Yesh Shabbos Batayra, Aval Amitim Rishus Hayachal Rishus Ram Pater. Bezdin ruled, there is an Isra of Shabbos, but for caring from a private area to a public area, one is not liable. Or Yesh Avodis Kachav Matayra Aval Mishtach Avipater. If Bezdin ruled, there is an Isra of Avodah Zarah, but for bowing before an Avodah Zarah, one is not liable. Hare Elu Chayav, and in all these cases, they're liable for a carbon. And the Gemara offers three possible sources in the Pasuk, which in its entirety reads as follows. V'mkal adas Yisrael yishku v'nelem davar me'in hakal, v'aso achas m'kal mitzvah Hashem asher lo yisrael senavar shemo. Ula says because the Pasuk states v'nelem davar me'in hakal, kari be v'nelem midavar v'loy kol haguf. The letter mem at the end of the word benelam is also read with the beginning of the next word davar to create the word midavar, which implies that only a partial prohibition was permitted, but not a complete prohibition. Chizkiya says the source is in the latter part of this pasuk. Ba'asu achas mikol mitzvahs. Mikol mitzvahs v'lekol mitzvahs. The word mitzvahs is written with one letter, vav, and can be read as mitzvahs, one mitzvah. And the mem of mikol teaches that only part of the mitzvah was permitted, but not the complete mitzvah. Rav Ashi says the source is through a gzeres shav of the word davar. The pasuk here states menelam davar, and the pasuk of Zakan Mamri states ki poli mimcha davar v'gaimer leisaser min adavar shigid lecha yamin esmail ma mamri min hadavar v'lei kol davar af bayra davar v'lei kol aguf. Just like a Zakan Mamri, a scholar who ruled against this anedjin is liable only if his ruling contradicted part of a mitzvah, but not a complete mitzvah, as the pasuk there states min hadavar, so to Bezdin is liable for a power only its ruling contradicted part of a mitzvah, but not a complete mitzvah. The Gemara proceeds with a second factor regarding Hayru Bezdin. Ein Bezdin chayav in atshayeru bedavar she'in atzdukin moedin bay. Bezdin is liable for a parhelm debashil tzibur only if their ruling contradicted a halacha whose source is not explicitly mentioned in the Torah. But Bezdin is not liable for a par if their ruling contradicted a halacha whose source is explicitly mentioned in the Torah, because zil kari beirafu, as Rashi explains, to kiven the evshloi lumid v'leida loyhav shaking ma'algi v'karv lemeisid hava. Since the source is explicitly written in the Torah, it can be known to all and is therefore not considered a shaking. And accordingly, the Gemara proceeds to explain the Mishnah's three cases regarding yesh nida b'tayra. Aval habal shemeres yem keneged yem pater, we must say that this refers to either de amri hadra sharia, Bezdin ruled that one is not liable for a partial bia with a shemeres yem, and the halacha that one is liable for a ra is not explicitly mentioned in the Torah because a ra b'isha dabu hu dechziva. This halacha is only written in the Torah regarding nida, and shemeres yem is then derived from nida. Or this refers to de amri zava lehavi ela b'yamami. Bezdin ruled that a woman becomes a Zava only if she emits Ziva during the day, but not if she emits Ziva at night, as a literal understanding of the Pasuk, Kol Yimei Zava. However, the halacha is that a woman becomes a Zava even if she emits Ziva at night, but it is not explicitly mentioned in the Torah, but derived from a drash. And regarding the Mishnah's next case of Yesh Shabbos B'Torah, of Alamaitzi Mishus L'Shus Pater, we must say that this refers to either the Amri Haitzah Hu the Aser Hachnasa Mutter. Bezdin ruled that only to carry out to Rishus Aram is forbidden, but to carry into a Rishus Ayachid is permitted, and the Pasuk does not mention Achnasa. Or the Amri Haitzahu da Asira Meshid Vezerik Shari. Bezdin ruled that only to carry an item is forbidden, but to pass or throw an item is permitted, and the Pasuk does not mention Meshid Vezerik. And regarding the Mishnah's next case of Yesh Avodis Kechavim Batayra Aval Mishtacha V'Potter, we must say that this refers to either the Amri Ki Asiri Shtachavoye Kedarka Avashalei Kedarka Sharia. Bezdin ruled that Hishtachavoye is forbidden only to an Avodah Zarah that is usually worshipped this way, but Hishtachavoye is permitted to an Avodah Zarah that is usually not worshipped this way. Or the Amri Hishtachavoye de Ispa Pishudan Regalayim Aser. Hishtachavoye de Lespa Pishudan Regalayim Sharia. Bezdin ruled that only Hishtachavoye in which one spreads out his hands and feet on the ground is forbidden, but Hishtachavoye that is not done this way is permitted. Zakta Mishnah Hayru Bezdin V'yada Echem Hen Shetau V'am Melehen Toyin Atem. If the Sanhedrin that issued their ruling was not adequate, such as one of their members dissented and informed them that they are erred, or the highest-ranking judge was not present, or one of the members was not eligible to the Sanhedrin, such as he was a convert mamzer from the nation of Nesidim, or he was old and cannot have children, in all these cases, they're not liable for a par because there is a gzereshav of the word eda. The pasuk regarding capital cases states v'shaftu ha'eda v'tzilu ha'eda, and the pasuk here states v'im kol adas Yisrael yishku. Just like the members of the Sanhedrin judging a capital case must be of pure lineage, so too the Sanhedrin is liable for a par only if they are of pure lineage. And the Sanhedrin must be ru'in lahayra because the pasuk states, v'nasu itcha, itcha b'demelach. The members of Sanhedrin must be similar to you, Moshe, in that they are miyuchasin u'menukin mimum. They are of pure lineage and also have no physical blemish. Zok the Mishnah. A parhelm davishal tzibur is brought only if both were done b'shegig. Bezdin issued their erroneous ruling unintentionally, and the tzibur committed the avera unintentionally. However, if Bezdin issued their erroneous ruling intentionally, and the tzibur committed the avera unintentionally, there is no par because the ruling was b'mezid. Rather, each person is liable for a chatas yachid, a private carbon, because they transgressed b'shegig. Or vice versa, Shaygin v'asu mezidin, harela b'turin. If Bezdin issued the erroneous ruling unintentionally, and the tzibur committed the aver intentionally, there's no carbon at all, no par, nor chatas yachin, because they transgressed b'mezid.